Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart, by Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, and by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We sure are. It is week 10 here in the Texas high school football season. Stop me if you've heard me say this before, Steve. I can't believe we're this far along. But you know what? We sure are. And look, we've got another jam-packed show for you as we are getting down to the nitty-gritty for real. And one guy who his team, tell you what, the only nitty-gritty they're trying to get down to is Jerry World and AT&T Stadium. I'm talking about Brian Morgan and his undefeated Port Arthur Memorial Titans.
I think you have just a ton of, one, some really good players, and two, we have a ton of seniors right now playing for us.
Okay.
And this senior class, a lot of them played as sophomores. We played them as sophomores. That team that went to the third round, you know, our quarterback right now, he was a freshman on varsity that whole year. Our linebacker, those guys played as freshmen that year. And so we just played a lot of football. You know, I think on offense we have 10 seniors that start. On defense, you know, it's 7 or 8. And so when you have 25 seniors and a bunch of them are starters and then really talented players on top of that, you got a chance to be successful. You know, they've won a lot. They know what it takes to win. They know how to practice. You don't have to get them to practice when it's hot. You don't have to fight those battles. They've been through it and they have high expectations for themselves. I think we tried to schedule non-district as tough as we could and kind of manage things the best way we thought we could. You know, I thought, you know, Legacy was a shootout. I mean, Legacy's got a quarterback that's maybe the best in the state, and he's really talented. And so we were able to see that guy with some really talented receivers, could throw it around. You know, Hightower, we've been in some battles with Hightower. I think three times we've lost to him in one-score games, a couple in overtime. So those have – that's another one. Like, you can go play really good teams. I thought, you know, last week playing Lufkin, Lufkin's a really good team. Their defensive front is really talented. And so you got to see those teams because, like I tell our guys, you know, after next week, every team you play is going to be better. And there's no more bad teams in the playoffs. And after the first round, they're all better. And after the second round, they're all better. You're only playing really good teams going forward. Yeah. I think it's important for us to finish the season strong. You know, obviously, like, you know, it doesn't have any bearing on the future, you know, where we set ourselves up good to where this game, you know, technically doesn't matter. But I think it does in terms of momentum and playing well, going into playoffs. Obviously, we want to stay healthy. We're kind of fortunate that we get to bye at the end of the season. So that gives us a chance to get a little healthier. But, you know, there's so much. Every coach calls and they say, well, you think – what scenario you think? You think it's going to be this team or the first round, the second round? I mean, I have no idea. You know, the districts that we match up with are all in tiebreaker modes and teams tied. And I said, hey, man, we're going to worry about Sterling right now. And then next week we'll kind of get the bye week to prepare and go watch some games. But, you know, we try to focus on one at a time. Our kids have done a really good job of that because they easily could have, you know, throughout the season, looked maybe past the team, looking to play Lufkin or looking to play Westbrook. But they focused in every week. And we've had really good weeks of practice. Our Tuesday practices, I tell our kids, have been unbelievable. Every week when I left off the field on Tuesday, I felt good about the game on Friday because Tuesdays have been just a just really fast and physical practice against each other. So that's been good for us. Yeah, I think, you know, last year, you know, we lost a tough one to Angleton in a dog fight and kind of a shootout last year in the second round. It was kind of a unique scenario where my quarterback that's starting this year, he had just took over the quarterback job kind of a couple of weeks before that, before the playoffs. He was starting at running back. And so we've really developed as a team with him playing a whole year of quarterback. He's been the starting running back since he was a freshman. And so we just kind of made a change. So he didn't get a ton of quarterback reps going into that. But now he's got a whole year of quarterback play under him, offseason and everything. They're looking forward to it. That's a sour taste in all these guys' mouth. They want to finish their senior year, you know, better than that. But we got to play. There's good teams out there.
Appreciate that, Coach Morgan. Certainly enjoyed talking to him. They've got an interesting group this year. They really, really do. When you look at who they've beaten already this season, they beat a good Hightower team, took care of Houston Legacy as well, and they beat a Cleburne team that just got taken care of just a couple weeks ago by Highland Park, a team that's no stranger to success. So I'm telling you right now, you are going to hear about this Port Arthur Memorial team come December. Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff Week 10 right here on TSN.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Appreciate that. We are back here on Countdown to Kickoff Week 10. Fred Davis, Steve Randall in the house as we get you ready for Week 10. District titles, Steve, on the line this weekend.
Well, and I was thinking about it, well, for the past 3 days, since Friday of last week, and that is, this week, you are going to find there's some teams that are going to have a bye next week,
mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. This is going to be their last game of the season.
Regular season.
Because
yeah.
They are at, you know, four and down. You know, they're going to end up in fourth place. They're going to end up in fifth place. They're going to.
Oh, yeah. For some teams, this is the end of the road.
This is the last game.
Yeah.
And it's a very unique combination, but there's some folks that are literally going to be strapping on some tennis shoes come this next week.
Well, and when you got rid of week zero or kind of renamed,
right,
I mean, you
right,
basically
right.
took week zero and said, okay, we're just going to make this week one, and then we're just going to have a 11-week season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if your bye falls in week 11 and you're not going to make the playoffs, then, hey, go ahead and, do the football exactly. banquet the following weekend, I guess. I'm not sure how that whole thing works out, but I'll tell you what. Two teams that are going to be playing football in 2 weeks. Now, if they play after that is entirely up to them, but a game that might be the game of the I'm not going to say it's a game of the year, but it's definitely going to be the game, biggest game in the state this Friday. And that's none other than the CE King Panthers, and you've got the North Shore, right? As far as two teams that the North Shore Mustangs, and so you got both these teams are sitting at 5-0 in district. Both teams are sitting at 7-1, and let's call it what it is. CE King hasn't won, hasn't beaten North Shore in a very, very long time. Now Corey Laxon, who spent a decade over at North Shore, won a couple, 2-3 state titles over there before making his way over to CE King. He's actually a Countdown to Kickoff guest that we had on just a few weeks ago. All right. And, you know, this is one of those deals, Steve, where I'm not going to say this is going to be a passing of the torch, but this is one of those situations where, look, you've been doing this a long time. You know, you don't have to be a dye-in-the-wool high school football fanatic to know that North Shore is one of those schools for the last 10, 15, 20 years has been one of the premier programs in the entire state of Texas, which is certainly saying something. Then you get CE King, which is 5 minutes down the road from North Shore.
It's like a Duncanville DeSoto.
Very much a Duncanville DeSoto, right?
Right.
And, you know, the thing about those two schools, though, is that they've had good leadership and they've been able to battle it out. Plus, you've got
exactly.
D1 versus D2. CE King, okay, over the last, let's call it what it is. I mean, yes, they've made some playoff runs, but unlike North Shore, okay, no state title appearances, no state title game or championships, right? And meanwhile, North Shore, who's typically only has one, maybe two losses to a year, and when that one loss is a state championship game, right? We'll talk a little bit more about that and some other games coming up this weekend as well. Don't go anywhere. All right, all right, all right. We are back. It is the countdown to kickoff, week 10 here in the world of Texas high school football. Like I said, we already mentioned that CE King and North Shore are going to be battling it out this weekend. And, of course, look, you guys already know that's a loaded division, really. And what it's going to come down to, Summer Creek, the Bulldogs, they're 4-1, so they've already taken care of business over there in 23-6A. And then you've got Kingwood, who sitting at 2-3. And so they're trying to see if they can get past Atascocita. We shall see. But as you know, Steve, that's a loaded division over there in East Texas as well.
I've just got so much on the brain. I mean, I got Brenham and Waco University. I've got Melissa, Prosper, Walnut Grove that I just can't wrap my head around.
Right.
And down in San Antonio Southwest, and San Antonio J. I mean, they have the exact same record. They've only got one loss apiece. I mean, that's just going to be a crazy 14-5A Division One crown right there just waiting to be taken. And then how about Angleton and LaPorte?
Yeah, no, that's going to be a damn good game, especially since Angleton, I want to say, is ranked fourth in the state right now.
Exactly.
They're loaded. Shout out to our boy Larry Allen and the Carthage Bulldogs, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go ahead and stamp their ticket this weekend as they take on the Rusk Eagles. No disrespect to the Rusk Eagles, okay? I'm sure they're a fine group of young men over there, but let's call it what it is. Coach Surratt and them Bulldogs are just on a different level.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, how about that Bernie football team? The Bernie Greyhounds continue to kick butt and take names. Coach Sawyer joins us next. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We sure are. Week 10 of the Texas high school football season is happening right now. One more week of the regular season, and then we begin what a lot of coaches like to refer to as phase three of the Texas high school football season, as the proverbial marathon, not a sprint, of the Texas high school football season continues in earnest. But let's jump out to what we like to call the countdown to kickoff hotline and welcome Mr. Brett Sawyer, longtime D coordinator over there at Bernie, but now finally taking over the reins this year.
The bye week, you know, sometimes, I mean, you can't control where that bye week is. And
sure.
It's always, it's good wherever it is. It's just a matter of how you look at it. So, I mean, some teams, you know, they want that bye week right before district starts. And that's great, too. You can regather. You're ready for district when it, you know, it counts. Some people like it at the very end. Like they'd like an off week, week 11, before you go to the playoffs. And that's great, too. I don't really worry too much about it. It's, I mean, it's good when it happens. You get healthy. You get, you know, you get the focus more on fundamentals, things like that, and that's all great, and you can do that at any point. So, you know, it's I don't stress too much about those kind of things, to be honest with you, and it came at a great time for us this year. We played five really tough games, and then we had an off week, and then we got to our second part of district after Alamo Heights, and so we got a big rivalry game there, and then we had an off week, and we got to regather to go through to play the rest of our district, which was great. It worked out perfect, so... second half of the question was what we have to do. I like the way we're progressing. We are still making little mistakes that we've got to clear up, and I don't think we've clicked on all cylinders yet, offensively especially. I think our defense is getting better each week. I think our offense is getting a little bit better each week, and I feel like we've got a lot of room to grow with that. You know, for our offensive line, they're real, real young. I don't know if people, you realize this, but last year, out of our 10 offensive linemen on varsity, 9 of them graduated.
Mm.
So we brought back one varsity offensive lineman. And so we knew that was our growing point with us as our O-line. So trying to get them up to speed and play at a level that we need them to play at, that's been all year. That's been our big goal all year. And I think they're getting better. each week, and the better they get, the more opportunities we have to diversify what we're doing offensively and our play calls and things like that. So I think in order to get to the state championship, you got to hit on all cylinders, running, passing, you know, understanding the clock, understanding what you're good at, what you're bad at, and then putting your best players in position to be successful. I think that we're still working on all that, and we're not where we need to be with all that yet in order to get to where you're talking. That's a lot, and we're trying to get there, and we got some room to grow on that for sure. And so the same teams keep going back, yeah, because the expectation of those kids, you could not be as good as the team that went, but your expectation is there. It takes a special group to break through and finally get to go. And then once you go, it's like every group after that wants to do that too, and they kind of see the roadmap. The first group had to build that road, and we're trying to find it and to go back down it as best we can. And so to compare our team to that team, you know, that team had a really strong, really big senior class that were all best friends.
Okay.
They were awesome. They were close. The locker room was fun. This team has a lot of that closeness of the senior class. They're not as big numbers-wise, but they all get along. They're all friends. And they all remember that state run. You know, they weren't on varsity or anything like that, but they remember it. And so, you know, the expectation is to not let that group down, you know, and to try to get your own legacy with that. And that's a huge deal. I feel like we're trying to get on that path. And, you know, of course, they're kids. Sometimes they forget that path, and you got to remind them as a coach a little bit. But for the most part, it's a fun group like that other one was. And and we just want to continue to keep getting better to have a chance to do that.
Appreciate that from Coach Sawyer. Lots to get to as we take a look around South Central Texas.
To you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Again, we're excited about this week. You should be too. Weather-wise, be safe.
be safe.
Dress appropriately.
Dress appropriately. You know, have a wrap in the car just in case.
Just in case.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. All jokes aside.
Yeah.
It is getting chilly outside.
Yeah, it was chilly this morning.
I know when I went to the gym this morning, little bite in the air, if you will.
Yeah.
That we haven't felt in a while. Now, that's up here in the DFW. Further south, not sure.
Hey, do want to let you know, I've renamed my bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of the John, I named it Jim.
Yeah.
So when I could say I go to the gym, then it's not... Yeah. It's people, not a
nobody
lie.
Knows. Nobody knows.
It's
nobody
not
knows.
A lie.
Well, you know what? Look, people do go to the gym to lose weight. And, you know, that's
that
one
works.
Of the things that you can certainly do in your gym. Speaking of which, look, we've got a lot of games to get to here and certain games that are going to be, you know, from a district perspective. That's one beautiful thing about, you know, Texas high school football. You look at a team like the Corpus Christi Miller Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. They were 0-5 to start their season. Okay. Now, you know, you look at that. Now, you look at who they played this year. You're talking about they played DeSoto, lost 77-7. They played Cuero, the Gobblers. They got beat 56-19. Then they played Sinton and lost 35-20. Okay, so you're talking about a who's who of some of the best teams in the state in their respective classes. But yet here they are. Once they start district play, 14-5A D2. You know they've won 48-17, 31-0, and then of course took care of Corpus Christi King last week, 70-18. Tell you all that to tell you this, Steve Randall, is they've got Gregory Portland, the Wildcats, coming up tonight, which will, for all intents and purposes, determine who is the district 14-5A champion. And of course we had Coach Brent Davis on
right
just a few weeks ago. So I'm not saying that they're going to have the mojo, but I'm saying that they're going to have the mojo. And again, Coach, and I will say this about Miller. They are I've reached out to them a couple different times. It is a hard school to get people a hold of over there. So
really?
For whatever it's worth. But look, we Buccaneers, Wildcats dueling tonight should be a good game. And of course, we'll let you know how that game goes down in the post game.
You know, one of the things that, that I look at this time of the year, and it's mm-hmm. like, where is everybody ranking? Where are they coming in? You know, and I got to start at the top, and of course you got to go to 6A, and you start looking down through there, and you go, okay, that's some names we know: South Lake Carroll, Allen, Fort Bend, Ridge Point, Lake Travis, mm-hmm. Dickinson, Pearland, Prosper, which is surprising the mess out of me, Duncanville, Galena Park. You got North Crowley still hanging around, Denton, Guyer,
and
that's just the top 11, and you got C.E. King coming in at 12. So we've got some guys that are stamping their ticket, like, now.
We'll take a quick look at some San Antonio and Austin games when we return. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff continues. Week 10, Fred Davis, Steve Randall right here on the Texas State Networks. All right, just a couple of the games that we're looking at. And, of course, this is courtesy of the San Antonio Express News. You've got Kerrville Tyvee at Alamo Heights. Alamo Heights is 8-1, 4-1 on their season. And then you've got the Antlers are 6-2, but they're 3-1 in district. So, obviously, they've had a bye. But, again, these two teams, it's going to go a long way to determining, you know, I guess right now it's the battle for second place in 13-5AD2, so we'll see what happens there. You've also got Canyon Lake at Davenport, and right now Davenport's one of the hottest teams, certainly not just in the state, but certainly in the San Antonio area. And then you got New Braunfels Canyon versus Cibolo Steel.
You got a lot going on down there. You got well, you talked about it earlier, McCollum and Bernie. You got mm-hmm. Southwest and John Jay, Marshall and Holmes, Augustus M. Stadium, Churchill and Johnson, Burbank and Edison. And a couple down there that I'm really interested in, and that is Piper and Victoria East. That's going to be a good one. And then Comfort and Lexington at Eagle Stadium. And that's all going to be trick
Austin,
or treat.
Now, well, think about this real quick. Austin High at Bowie, depending upon who wins, will determine whether or not Westlake is in D1 or D2 of the Class 6A playoffs. If Austin wins, then Westlake is in D1. If Bowie wins, Westlake is in D2. Let's talk DFW next. Don't go anywhere.
Jeez.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats.
Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We sure are. Welcome back in. Countdown to kickoff, week 10. We are now in the north part of the state. The DFW, as it's affectionately called, because that's, let's call it what it is. That's the majority of what we end up talking about here in the north side of the state. And, of course, the game that's jumping off the page here in the DFW. Look, it's no North Shore Sea. It's a pretty dadgum good game, if I do say so myself. Melissa at Prosper Walnut Grove, and this is courtesy of the Dallas Morning News. This game will decide the District 4 or 5A Division 2 title, and of course it's two of the top teams in the state, with Walnut Grove ranked 7th and Melissa ranked 8th. Both teams have been dominant all season, with Walnut Grove undefeated at 8-0, 6-0 in district. Meanwhile, Melissa is 6-1, 6-0, and of course they've averaged they've won by an average margin of 39.7. That's Melissa has. Meanwhile, Walnut Grove has won by 39. So let's just call it what it is. These two teams are kicking butt and taking names. Cam Newton is the running back for Walnut Grove. Yes, that Cam Newton. He's rushed for 1,507 yards already this season.
Seriously.
To go along with 25 rushing touchdowns. And of course, well, Steve, that those numbers are viable or possible when you have at least two games with 250 yards on the ground. Okay, so my man's got 500 yards in just two games. Meanwhile, Walnut Grove's Hayes Hackney is tied for third among area 5A quarterbacks with 25 touchdown passes on the year. So that's going to be a heck of a game this weekend. We're looking forward to that as well. Shout out to my Louisville Fighting Farmers. That's right, Steve. You put some respect on their name. This is a district showdown if I've ever seen one. We need a big win, and I'm talking about my Louisville Fighting Farmers. They're going to be at Denton Geyer. They are ranked 11. In the state, in 6A, my Louisville Fighting Farmers, we lost to Capel, booted out of the rankings. Okay,
yes,
booted
that is
out
true.
Of the rankings. All
okay,
right,
okay, I give you that.
I've got a problem. You couldn't give us 25. We dropped. I think we were 12th. We dropped four. I mean, it's Capel, for crying out loud. It's not like it's some, you know.
It's the
like
Cowboys.
It's the Oklahoma School for the Blind, for crying out loud. So
it.
What are we talking about here? Anywho, look, Denton Geyer can wrap up the 5-6A title by beating Louisville today. Geyer is 6-2 on the year. They've won 5 in a row. And, of course, they've got a running back in Caden Cobbs, who is going to Illinois, so we won't hold that against him. But he's already rushed for 1,000 yards on the season, along with 18 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Louisville's Trey Williams has kind of been the spark plug for their offense. He's already thrown for 1,922 yards and 25 touchdowns through the air. So something has got to give.
I agree.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
You know, go ahead.
Right, by the way, Geyer has one of the best, and stop me if you've heard this before. One team's got a really good offense. One team's got a really good defense. What's going to give tonight? Well, I'm glad you asked, Steve.
Okay.
Geyer is giving up just a hair under 17 points a game. Right, which in 6A is saying something.
That's, yeah.
Okay, you'll take that all day.
You'll hold them to two touchdowns, there you go.
We'd love for the Cowboys to give up just 20 points a game, for goodness sakes. Hell, they're doing that in a half.
I know.
And then another big game that's coming up this weekend here in the DFW is Waxahachie at Lancaster. And that's a game that is going to help determine whether or not. I mean, Lancaster needs this game in a big way because they're trying to get into the playoffs, all right? And you've got, obviously, you know, you got Duncanville, you got DeSoto, Waxahachie, and then you've got Lancaster, you got Cedar Hills. So it's last 2 weeks, Steve.
Well, and it's one of those situations. Does Waxahachie show up, or are they looking past
Are they looking past Lancaster?
Yes.
That's a great question.
Look. Which team is going to show up this week?
Oh, well, if you're Waxahachie, I mean, look, the last thing you want to do is go limping.
I know you don't want to do it, but are they?
We are talking about 17-year-old kids here.
Yes, we are.
We are talking about 17-year-old kids. Real quick, Waxahachie, which is 6-1 on the year. Since that loss to DeSoto, they've won three straight games. So they're in good shape right now. But like I said, Lancaster needs this in a big way. A few more games, and then we'll take a look at the west part of the state.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right. Weather-wise, what do we think? It's going to be a little chilly this weekend. Yeah. Bring a wrap.
Dress appropriately, please.
As you should.
No flip-flops.
Not unless you're just, you know, I mean, look, I've seen crazier, you know, as far as
flip-flops
in this kind of weather.
Yeah.
By the way, Lake Highlands at Richardson, that's a game that Lake Highlands, they've won 7 in a row with all but one by 14 points or more. And you've got Lake Highlands quarterback Chuck Smith, who's a Highland Park transfer. He has thrown for 2,100 yards and 25 touchdowns for a 7-1 team while only throwing three picks on the year so far. So, and then you've got Richardson, and they're a game behind Lake Highlands. So there, you know, this has got district implications on the line. Damian Crow and Jacob Watson, two of the better wide receivers in the DFW area. They had a big week last week, 11 catches between the two of them for 249 yards. And so that's going to be a big game, Lake Highlands at Richardson, of course, with like we said, you've got district games on the line or district implications. Longview and North Forney. Throughout the record, Steve, Rockwall and Rockwall Heath. This rivalry game has produced a couple of thrillers recently, with Heath winning 31-28 last year, and then just a few years ago in 2021, they won a 79-71 double overtime thriller. Defense, of course, was optional that day. Heath, they're 6-2 on the year with a 3-1 district record. They can clinch a playoff berth with a win. Meanwhile, Rockwall, who's had some big wins. All right. I mean, Rockwall, I mean, they beat North Crowley earlier this year, right? So they've been kind of all over the place. But Heath, their standout quarterback, Prosper Neal, he's already thrown 16 touchdown passes, and he was injured last week. So it's going to be kind of a TBD as to whether or not he returns this week. We'll find out and see, you know, tonight. And of course, obviously, if you're Rockwall, if you're Heath, you need him, like I said. And of course, look, Heath is in good shape right now, but let's call it what it is. At 3-1 with Rockwall at 2-2. All right, and you know as well as I do, we've got, you know, you and I, our boy BJ Loudermilk from Forney. You got a Jackrabbits team that's in good shape, a Falcons team. So, like I said, that's a tough district as well. Mansfield Lake Ridge, Mansfield Legacy, they're squaring off tonight. Prosper, Rock Hill, and Plano are going to battle it out, and then you've got Red Oak at Midlothian, and then of course Keller Central at South Lake Carroll. And really, the only reason why this game's even worth mentioning is because South Lake Carroll will close out their regular season tonight with what I'm going to go out on a limb and say will be win number 10.
You know, I wanted to make you feel good.
Oh, well, thanks.
So
at least somebody does.
I went and looked it up to be for sure what happened between week 9 and week 10.
Yeah.
Your Coppell Cowboys did make 25.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They made it to 25.
I don't want
to
hear it. I don't want to hear it.
They did.
All right. There's undefeated teams left in the state. Steve knows at least four of them. One of them is Coppell. More to go. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, 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 well. Let's see here.
Well, let me tell you this. I think this is going to be a really big game when we're talking about what's going on north-wise.
Sure,
Decatur and Springtown. Springtown's undefeated. Decatur's 5-2. They're both undefeated in district. One's 5-0, one's 4-0. And they're in 5-4A Division One. And this is just, it really is the district title.
Yeah.
And I think whoever gets this district title is setting themselves up for a big run for state. Big
but,
time.
Well, look, you've got North Crowley over in District 36A.
Right.
They will clinch their district title tonight with a win over Mansfield. Mm-hmm. Now, Mansfield Lake Ridge, we talked about how they were playing. They clinch a playoff berth with a win over Mansfield Legacy. All right. And then there's a bunch of other stuff that I don't really want to get into right now. Meanwhile, South Lake Carroll, they've already clinched a playoff berth. Okay. So let's get that straight. I'm sorry. North Lake Crowley did already clinched a playoff berth, so I misspoke on that. South Lake Carroll's already clinched a playoff berth. Big shocker there. Denton, Guyer, and Capel have both clinched theirs. Meanwhile, like I said, it's just Louisville and Flower Mound, Marcus, and Hebron, which are kind of in the battle right now, which 5-6A, which is a loaded district as well. All right, let's take a look at the West. I promise this time, don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by Asco Equipment. We're on it.
We try to be. Try to be. What a...
what are we doing, West?
We are in the western part of the state.
West Texas. Hey, there's some stuff out there.
This is your neck of the woods. I know you're a big fan of West Texas.
I do like me some West Texas.
Couple games or a couple teams that have jumped off the page.
Well, there's some that we're looking at. Wink and El Dorado. We're talking about El Dorado. They're 5-3 overall, 3-0 in district. And they have a shot at the District 4-2A Division II title, but they got to get past El Dorado. Now, El Dorado is one of the more established programs. Wink is a defending district champion, 6 straight seasons with 9 or more wins, and they dominated this particular matchup 55-0 last year.
Mm.
But I don't think it's going to be easy this time. Really?
Yeah.
El Dorado opened the district play 45-42. Now, they upset Ira Ann to put themselves in a position to challenge Wink for the title. So the Eagles have to play their best to be able to pull this off. El Dorado quarterback Johnny Ray Adam, he's thrown for 1,430 yards, 12 touchdowns. And Garrett Walling, 37 catches for 410 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then Wink has their running back, Fasane is his last name, 1,409 yards and 23 touchdowns for the year. So Who do I think? I think Wink is going to come through. Two touchdowns. That's what I can
mean. Look,
imagine
if
that.
Throw the records out when Wink is around. Okay?
Wink, wink.
Let's get that straight. Okay, I take my wink seriously.
There you go.
Okay, I take my wink seriously. Another big game that we're looking at that has got the crowd going, and it's a rivalry game, and this is going to have, and once again, this has got playoff implications.
Which one?
Written all over it. Old Merkel and Grape Creek.
Seriously?
Okay, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
3-4-A, there you go.
Yeah, well, first of all, you got the Wallhawks, who right now are just a terror in 3A-D2, and we know that all too well because we had our guy Mark Richardson on, who's the voice of the Bulldogs.
Yep.
And by the way, Merkel, who right now is sitting at 6-2, they're sitting, and again, this is what makes this 4-3A Division II so interesting right now. And of course, look, this is, you got a lot of schools right now, and that's what makes weeks 10, weeks 11 so important, mm-hmm. is that, again, you've got, so for the Walls of the world, like, look, they could lose today and tomorrow, and they're still going to be in, right? I mean,
right.
I say today and tomorrow, this week and next week, it's not going to happen, but I'm just saying hypothetically here. They're 3-0 in this district, 9-0 overall. They've got their last game this week. But you got the Cahoma Bulldogs sitting 1-1 in district. You've got the Merkel Badgers, and then you got the San Angelo Grape Creek, who's already 1-2
the
season, right? So they've already, you know, so they've already had their bye. Okay, so like I said, they're playing their final game of the season, right? So that's one of them deals where they need to win tonight. If you're Grape Creek, and then it's kind of like, all right, we got to kind of wait and see and hope things kind of bounce our way. And that's, you know, that's a rough week to be in. But, hey, that's what happens when you're in a district with only five teams.
Well, and it really is ditto, ditto, ditto when we're talking about this all week long. And that is how you win and finish out the next two games is the playoff seeding that's going to make all the difference in a run for state. Big time. Which avenue do you get to travel down?
Yep.
You know, is it going to be an easier road, a harder road, or, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're here doing this against this team road? So it matters big time what you do finishing out the season. Finish big.
No, it absolutely does. And, you know, look, you got a Merkel team that last year you beat them 14-12, okay? And this year you've got them at home. Like I said, you've already lost to Wall. You've already lost to Cahoma. You got to get this win tonight.
28-27. Grape Creek.
Love it. Hey, yep. Look, if you say it, yep. I'll tell you what.
You know what?
Just be a contrarian because you know I like to be. Let's go with Merkel. Let's go with Merkel.
Uh-huh.
More from the West when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Who the undefeated? Steve will tell you next.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
This is the Countdown to Kickoff, Texas State Network style. Fred Davis, Steve Randall in the house.
My head hurts.
Don't be alarmed if you don't hear me on the postgame show tonight. Nothing happened. But
where are you going?
I will go. I have to go see my son.
You're doing daddy duty.
I got dad duty on Friday night after the game. So make sure you show some love to my boy Steve Randall. Make sure you give him a call, 945-766-1080. He'll be lonesome, 945-766-1080.
Now, 12:30 in the morning.
That's not going to stop him. Look, you got interviews, though. So you got that much going for you, okay?
And
so,
I got Khaki Kevin.
And you got Khaki Kevin. And I will call in.
We'll do an entire segment with you at, where were you, Hooters last time?
I was at Hooters last time. Yes, that's right. What a fall from grace. Okay? What a fall from
grace.
Now,
wait.
You and I are old enough to remember when Hooters was elite.
Yeah. Now, are we talking food or service?
I'm talking just the restaurant itself.
Okay. Just
I'm
an overall impression.
The service leaves a lot to be desired,
right.
And just the overall vibes.
Got it.
Are not what they used to be. But there's a lot of competition these days.
That's true.
You got that. But at the very least, like, act like you want people to be there.
Mm.
That goes a long way.
I'm here.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'll eat your raggedy wings. I mean, I'm here,
there
aren't
you
I?
Go. Yeah.
Anywho.
Hey, I found some undefeated people all across the state of Texas.
Yeah,
still.
Hooters in one of them.
Yeah, I can believe it. Some of these are just very easily recognized. You got the Springtown, you got Pearland, South Lake Carroll, obviously.
Yeah.
Wall, which we talked about a few minutes ago. How about Jayton down there in 1A? They're 9-0. Can you believe it? Waco, Texas win. San Antonio, Davenport, Prosper, Walnut Grove. You've got Brock up here in the Metroplex, Frisco, Lone Star, Wiley East. You got Allen, still all undefeated. How about Arlington, Oak Ridge? That is a little Christian school, 3A. They're undefeated. And you've got Aspermont and Tidewater, Bremond, Shiner, good old Shiner, Canton, Ozona, Terrell, Angleton. We talked about them a little bit earlier. Lake Travis. Corpus Christi, Flower Bluff, they're 8-0. Salina, obviously. how about out in El Paso, Sleta, they're 8-0.
Really?
Aledo, Alvarado, Gordon. Oh, Gordon, they're going to win state.
Yeah.
Gordon's going to win state. You got Paducah down there and Crum. And, you know, remember Prestonwood, that Christian school I tell you about all the time? They're in Plano.
Vaguely recall it.
Yeah, they're 7-0.
Okay, well, they're doing something right.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe that's because of the Steve Randall shout-out. All right, final 2 minutes of the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere. That's Steve. I'm Fred. Let's put a bow on this bad boy next. Get you ready for your high school football game. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's where do we rank Halloween in the holiday pecking order?
Third maybe. I mean, because you got Christmas.
Christmas is undefeated.
And Thanksgiving. I mean, it's right there. You're talking family big time. So it's like and food and football and
See, Thanksgiving might be my favorite.
Oh, I agree with that.
Okay, Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of pressure at Christmas.
Christmas, and if you've got, and look, you got, I mean, if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you, maybe Hanukkah, whatever you're into, I don't know.
Different households. You got to make the travel.
Plus, it's like, it's such a present driven, have forgotten the reason for the season. Not to get on a tangent or anything like
point,
that.
Good point, man.
But, your kids are like, oh, if I didn't get this. And it's like, oh.
The latest, greatest.
Yeah. Whereas Thanksgiving, it's like, look, just don't ruin the turkey.
And it's a siesta while you're watching football.
And then if you do, then just go get Chinese. I mean, that's
actually did that last year.
Absolutely.
My brother came in from Idaho, and we did not have turkey. We went and had Chinese.
I'm actually working a Cowboys watch party on Christmas this year, so that tells you how much I love Christmas. Look, now that my kids are older, they don't care anymore. All right,
trick or treat.
Look, you guys have been fantastic. I hope your team wins tonight, and I hope you clinch a playoff berth. If not, hey, there's always next season. 945-766-1080. That's the number to call us tonight. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.